Well, one could never accuse the Liberator, Daniel O'Connell, of losing heart in his fight for Catholic emancipation during the early 19th century. It's his 250th birthday today. But for some reason, years after his death in Genoa in Italy in 1847, his heart went missing in Rome and it hasn't been seen since. Harry Manning's report begins with one of O'Connell's descendants.
My body to Ireland, my heart to Rome, and my soul to God. These were the sort of three pillars of his life, really.
Maurice O'Connell recites the famous last words of his great-great-great-granduncle, Daniel O'Connell, who died in Genoa in Italy while on pilgrimage to Rome in 1847. O'Connell's dying wishes of having his body buried in Ireland and his heart taken to Rome were indeed honoured. John Crotty, author and historian, explains.
His heart was exhumed and it was sent on its way to Rome. There was a debate on where the best place for the heart would be, but a quite fitting location was found in that the Irish College had been set up in Rome. So Santa Gata di Gotti, or the Church of the Gots, is the place that was selected to hold the heart. The heart was, of course, gleefully accepted by them at the time, and they were quite proud of this, quite clear that it was a prized possession for them.
O'Connell's heart reposed in a modest urn placed behind a marble plaque fixed to the wall of the church to allow admirers to pay their respects. However, in 1927, around 80 years since his death, problems arise.
O'Connell's tomb was due to be moved, and indeed the whole Irish College was due to be moved from the Church of St. Agatha. There was some additional works going on next door with the Bank of Italy. They were kind of encroaching on the space under the church. It was becoming increasingly impractical for the tomb to remain there. So they decided to move, and of course they would take the heart of Daniel O'Connell with them. They wouldn't leave behind this prized possession. When that monument was removed, the area behind it where the heart should have been and the urn it should have been in was no longer there. There was nothing to be found.
The rector of the Irish College in Rome at the time suggested that the heart was actually never behind this plaque and instead could have been kept in the crypt beneath the church.
Tragically, a search underneath the church revealed absolutely nothing. There was no sign of the urn that was supposed to be holding the heart of the Liberator of Ireland. So there was great embarrassment, there was Italian blushes, you know, there was apologies.
So where did the heart of Daniel O'Connell disappear to? John Crotty has three key theories.
The likely explanation for it is the Bank of Italy, and they were expanding into the area adjacent to the church. There's no question that they did take part of the crypt as part of this expansion and part of this move. So there's a distinct possibility that the Bank of Italy have inadvertently, if you like, cordoned off an area where the urn would have been held. As likely, and probably more likely, is when these moving works were going on, that the urn has been moved as part of a reburial, an excavation, if you like, and a reburial of other remains that they found underneath the church. All of these were actually swept up and they were moved to another location called Campo Verano, which is on the outskirts of Rome, a little bit further away. There's a distinct possibility that the heart of Daniel O'Connell has been swept up and taken to Campo Verano along with these other unrecognised souls now. So at the very least, the heart of our Liberator does sit in Rome, as would have been his wish. The other possibility is not as promising, unfortunately, or not as optimistic. If you were a passing builder, or if you were somebody who was working in the area in 1925, 1926, as the Bank of Italy are passing through, it's distinctly possible that theft has come into this.
Today marks the 250th anniversary of Daniel O'Connell's birth. And for his great-great-great-grandnephew, Maurice, he thinks it's an opportune time to finally try and solve this near-century-old mystery.
I think that with the 250th, there's, if you're not going to do it, if you're not doing it now, you're never going to do it. So at least there's some impetus behind it. And I'm sure there's interest in government to help the Daniel O'Connell story, particularly at this time. But maybe if the heart was found, maybe it could be laid to rest in Abbey Island. His wife Mary, who was a big love of his life, Mary's grave is still on Abbey Island on her own. And it would be fantastic if the heart was reunited with her.
Abbey Island in Derrynane in County Kerry. That was Daniel O'Connell's great-great-great-grandnephew, Maurice O'Connell, ending that report by Harry Manning. And just to let you know that the RTE News Channel will be carrying live coverage of the Daniel O'Connell commemorative event. That's on at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And the special programme will be broadcast live on the News Channel and on the RTE Player. And if you miss it live, you can catch up on the Player a little bit later today.